Good evening. That's the Reverend Priscilla Smith, and she will be speaking shortly. As Treasurer, I'd like to bring to your attention the fact that in the church in Bennyworth, you have a potential resource that at the moment isn't being used. That's partly because it doesn't have modern facilities required for many of the uses to which it could be put. We are trying to address that. Basically, we're looking at putting on water and loo facilities and a kitchen to the church. And we have started the ball rolling with the various people who need to give permission and so on, and also to get prices for various contract work to be carried out. We're already very fortunate in having a small group of people who maintain the churchyard absolutely immaculately, and other people who help clean the church. So, you know, there is some already some sort of domestic support there. And being an old building, it needs a lot of TLC. At the moment it's shut because of lump of plaster has fallen off the roof. That's something we will be dealing with hopefully in the next few weeks. We've had a church in Bennyworth since the Norman Conquest, which is an awful long time. It's dedicated to St Julian. Nobody knows an awful lot about St Julian except in the 3rd or 4th century he was one of the first bishops for Le Mans. Another interesting historical connection is that in the early 19th century, Lord Tennyson's father was the rector at Bennyworth and was responsible for extensive renovations to the building at that time. So when we think about potential uses, perhaps a motor racing club would like to give a lecture there. Alternatively, perhaps a society of poets might want to recite poetry there. And there are lots of other things you can think of doing with it. At my sister's church in Kent, for instance, they have a farmer's market once a week. I know in a village near here, there are a couple of ladies who offer yoga lessons. That type of thing could happen. You could have film shows, lectures, flower arranging, coffee mornings, cream teas. You know, the list is endless. If we just use our imagination. And given that Bennyworth doesn't have a pub, it doesn't have a post office, it doesn't have a shop, but it does have a large building with unusually excellent car parking facilities and also in a beautiful setting. So it's all there. It inevitably requires money. There are all sorts of organisations that are willing to provide money, the diocese itself, various charities, but all of those require commitment initially, which means some evidence that A, the church is going to be used, and B, that the people who are going to use it have raised some money. Usually this is a 50-50 commitment. So if you want 20 grand, you've got to raise 10 yourself. And then, as I say, there are lots of organisations that are willing to cough up the rest. And we are exploring those avenues at the moment. If we don't do something about it, there is the potential that the church will fall into disuse. There is a limit to the amount of effort the Church of England is going to put into a parish church which has a very small congregation. St Julian's is already part of a much larger group of several churches, and ironically enough, the Christians who worship at St Julian's could easily worship elsewhere. Technically, they can even worship in each other's homes. The church, although established originally for the Christian religion, almost today is not as important for that as a potential asset for the rest of the village. So it's there, and if you want to use it, we need to know about it. It's willing to sort of play that role, and it's quite capable of playing that role. All it needs is for the village to start the action. We are hoping to have a village day at St. Julian's later on this summer, and more details of that will follow. It could take the form of a barbecue or other forms of celebration, a small concert, bring and buy fair. We haven't quite decided what that will be, but we will let you know in due course. I've got here a clipboard and a barrow, which I'll pass round. If anybody is interested in getting involved, either with ideas or how the church could be used, or willing to put themselves forward as willing to make a financial contribution, or have ideas, anything like that, we'd love to hear from you. So if you'd like to pass that around the room, then anybody who's interested can just jot down their details there. Right, well, if the Reverend Silas Smith would like to talk to us now, please.
Could I just ask, if you do use the church as a community building, which I'm completely in favour of, do you have to get some of the change of use at all? Or,
no.
Not at all? It's considered to be a community building and...
Yes, I mean, the church is there for worshippers, yes, but the Christian church is there for everybody.
Yeah.
But and it's part of the community. That church has been a centre of the better world.